Now, a couple of really bright Indian seismologists, geologists, have come up with their take on this. They actually delivered on the 22nd. I didn't know about this until today. But their work states that when two or more planets and the sun and moon get aligned, more or less in line, 0 to 180 degrees with the Earth, it begins to affect the angular momentum of the Earth and decrease the speed of rotation of the Earth, which triggers an earthquake. Now, you know, you've heard a lot about the Earth literally as this quake was so big and so massive in the ramifications that it literally caused, you know, I think the loss of 3 microseconds as far as time goes. But what Stan has drawn my attention to over the years is, look, you know, the official line of the USGS is that big quakes don't necessarily trigger other quakes around the country unless they're on the same fault. But this quake, specifically off of Sumatra, to put this into perspective for your listeners, Sumatra and this whole area is where two of the biggest volcanic explosions in the history of the world have taken place. The first one being 1815 Tambora, which sent the plume of smoke and ash up to about 149,000 feet. And then 1883, the famous Krakatoa, or Krakatoa, as some of people pronounce it. So what we're seeing now, I think, is a very important domino in just some very, very major events that can take place. For instance, Sunday night in China, there were 47 earthquakes. Now, again, the official party line is one doesn't necessarily generate another. And Stan's concern is for Alaska all the way down into the Cascade region from Washington, Oregon, down the coast to California, because, again, this isn't over yet. And from the activity, we're getting reports now of several major quakes. When I say major, 5.5s in the Philippines. And it seems like this domino has just begun to fall.
Yeah, it seems to me, Stephen, that this planet, for whether you want to call it cyclical earth changes or what, but whatever's happening, this planet is really beginning to rumble in an extremely big way. Even with climate changes, it's just not small anymore. Whatever happens on this planet with these earth changes, it's major. It's huge. It's not just we had an average winter. It's we had a horrible winter, or it's we didn't have a hot summer. We had a very hot summer. And I think the same thing is the case now with these earthquakes and these volcanoes.
Absolutely. We're getting a multiplier effect, and that's carrying through into just not only the earthquakes and volcanoes, but as the weather. And if you take a study of history, and you know that's my favorite subject, ancient history, you'll see that the climate changes became so drastic and erratic, and obviously the military has put out their climate change proposal, and their bottom line is that the climate's going to change so drastically, I'm just paraphrasing a multi-hundred page report, that famine and pestilence are going to break out. And you know, it's fascinating because all the headlines today on Drudge, etc., George, after the earthquake, they were talking about famine and pestilence. They're talking about this can absolutely affect the growing seasons, and also with all the dead bodies, they're very worried about, you know, the specific pathogens breaking out.
What are the possibilities of these pathogens? Because there is major international Red Cross concern now about malaria and cholera. What are the possibilities of that stuff through the oceans of passing its way onto the United States? Is it possible?
Well, for instance, malaria is zoonotic, meaning it's transmitted by insects. But what a curious, more maybe along your line of thinking, is Antarctica, as you know, some of the big ice shelves are calving. In other words, they're splitting off. And what would really be fascinating, and this is the concern I have right now, and you and I've talked about this before, under the Antarctic, there is one of the largest lakes in the world, freshwater, called Lake Vostok. Mm-hmm. But it's been a, if you will, a primal laboratory or test tube for what some people call Martian microbes, or microbes that have never been released into our ecosystem. Should a rupture of Vostok, Lake Vostok, take place due to a seismic event, my question is, and this is a question I don't think anybody can answer, but what would be the effect of billion-year-old microbes meeting with our microbes, and then you throw in sewage and pollution and everything else? It could kind of make Michael Crichton consider probably writing another Andromeda Strain 2 book.
Well, that could be frightening indeed. We're sending a number of disaster specialists and millions of dollars in aid. I think we are by far, Stephen, the most benevolent country on the planet, hardly ever getting credit for it. You know, I'm sure some of these governments that we're helping are the same ones that try to put us down whenever they can.
Or how about this, George? The UN complaining, it's also a headline news story that we don't do enough. Like they just got caught with their hand in the billion-dollar cookie jar, you know, in self-serving, and they're hitting the United States on the head saying, you guys aren't doing enough. Let's see those guys step up to the pump, huh?
I think we do more than anybody combined on this.
Absolutely. And the issue is that, you know, we're there, even to our enemies, we're there to help them. Obviously, Iran turned down our help offer in the Bama earthquake in, BAM, B-A-M, earthquake a year ago. But again, what I think that people have got to understand is that the planet's changing, the weather's changing. I mean, come on, Galveston, Corpus Christi, snow, etc. The extremes of the winds that we're seeing. We're seeing tsunamis now. We've got the report coming out of the scientific community that they're very concerned, not only for the Pacific Coast, but for the East Coast, because of that Canary Island problem with Cumbre Vieja, the volcano, the subsea volcano. And
La Palma is called.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing is that they're talking about a major, major problem. Now, I think it's telling and compelling that the scientists have started sounding that warning this week, too. It was out there, you remember, about a year ago.
Well, we've been, as you well know, Stephen, we talk about it on Coast a year before anybody else knows about it.
Exactly. And again, you know, I think if people want to read the headlines tomorrow, they need to listen to Coast before it even happens. So now what everyone's concerned with is sloughing off of this undersea area of 500 billion tons. And they're talking, George, a 200 to 400 foot wall of water coming against the East Coast if that happens. And this isn't pie in the sky stuff. These are geophysicists, geologists. These are guys that absolutely are very, very concerned.